Yeah, those are the major ones. Certainly in terms of monastic living, there's a lot of the precepts are around the relationship with the lay community, so that both establishing it's sort of bonds of trust. And not taking advantage of the generosity or the requisites that have been offered. So then it extends into a lot of precepts around looking after the requisites that are given, both of the, say, whether it's medicines or food or lodgings or robes. So there's actually a lot of precepts around that. So it's what it's doing is establishing these relationships of respect and trust between the monastic community and the lay community. And that has a huge effect when those are sort of taken in terms of what is the spirit behind it. I mean, one is the mindfulness that you gain in being attentive and careful in one's use of the requisites, but then also that establishing of both a harmonious and trustful relationship between the monastic communities and the lay community. So those are precepts, and there's lots of them that come in different ways, and it does really establish this like a really trustworthy community and trustworthy human being, because we have to internalize. It's not just the community; we have to internalize that within ourselves.